Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
He did meet briefly with Vice President J.D. Vance. The Trump administration's asking the Supreme Court to roll back its ruling that blocked deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. Meanwhile, Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland told ABC's This Week his trip to El Salvador was not about supporting the Maryland man deported there, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, but about the rule of law.
My mission and my purpose is to make sure that we uphold the rule of law, because if we take it away from him, we do jeopardize it for everybody else.
More than 30 million people are on alert for severe weather, especially in the central part of the country. This is ABC News. A Texas man's expected to plead guilty tomorrow to all federal charges in the 2019 massacre at an El Paso Walmart that left 23 dead in an attack that targeted Hispanic shoppers. Patrick Crucius's plea deal means he'll serve life in prison with no possibility of parole. This week, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case involving Maryland parents who believe there's a constitutional right to opt their children out of classroom discussions of books with LGBTQ themes.
A group of Montgomery County, Maryland parents believe the First Amendment provisions for religion gives them the choice to pull their kids from any instruction on gender or sexuality that they deem counter to their faith. Conservatives see this as a follow-through by the Trump administration, who vowed to give more control back to local school boards. The defendants in this case, members of an elected school board, say education is meant to expose children to a broad mix of people and ideas.
That's ABC's Alex Brochet. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is 12:02, and our temperature is 46 degrees. For today, look for breezy conditions. It'll be cool with widespread rain and a high of 52. Winds will be east 10 to 20. Breezy tonight with rain continuing, possibly some thunder, low 41. Winds east 10 to 20. And a few showers possible early tomorrow, then mostly cloudy and blustery with a high of 53. Winds will be out of the west 15 to 25, becoming northwest later. Currently in Richland Center, we're receiving rain. A correction on the rain amount. I gave the wrong total earlier. I've received 2/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature, once again, is 46 degrees.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and five shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
Today is Sunday, April 20th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that last night at approximately 9:45, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that a pedestrian was struck by a commercial motor vehicle on State Highway 27, approximately 1.5 miles south of Cashton in the town of Christiana. The preliminary investigation revealed that an adult male was walking south on the northbound shoulder, suddenly entered the traveled portion of the highway, and collided with a northbound semi-truck. This resulted in very serious injuries, and the man was flown from the scene to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Air. Responding to the scene with the Sheriff's Office were the Westby Police Department, Westby Christiana Fire Department, Westby Emergency Medical Services, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. State Highway 27 was closed between County Road PC at Newry and State Highway 33 at Cashton until midnight. A motor carrier inspector from the Wisconsin State Patrol also responded to initiate a post-crash inspection of the commercial vehicle. The investigation continues, and the names of those involved will be released later. Protests against President Donald Trump's actions in office took place across the state yesterday. WPR.org reports that protesters worried about the rule of law and feared possible cuts to government programs like Medicaid gathered on the bridges all over Milwaukee. It was the second time this month that thousands of people rallied across Wisconsin as part of the nationwide movement organized by labor unions, pro-democracy, and democratic groups. On April 5th, protests against cuts to government programs took place at the Capitol building in Madison. Saturday's protests in Madison were more dispersed as groups gathered outside a Tesla charging station at James Madison Park and in the Shorewood Hills neighborhood. Friday's thunderstorms produced large hail, reportedly causing extensive property damage across southern Wisconsin. Consumers whose homes, vehicles, or other properties were damaged will likely seek out repair contractors, but they should practice caution while doing so. Many vehicle owners may be in need of an auto body shop for hail damage repairs. Consumers seeking repairs to their motor vehicles should work with their insurance company to select a repair shop if the work will be covered by insurance. As for recommendations from friends, family, and other people they trust, search for online reviews of the company and contact DATCAP's Bureau of Consumer Protection to check if a specific shop has a record of complaints. Document all communications, transactions, and experiences, including dates, times, expenses, and the names of shop staff. Unauthorized repairs or price increases after the consumer received an estimate or quote are not allowed. A shop may hold a vehicle until the consumer pays for repairs that were authorized, but cannot keep it if the consumer refuses to pay for unauthorized repairs. After work is complete, the shop must provide an invoice describing all repairs, replaced parts, and their cost and labor charges. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection warns homeowners to be cautious of door-to-door solicitors who may not be a reliable source for home repairs. DATCAP often receives reports of transit repair crews showing up in the aftermath of a storm damage. These crews, sometimes called storm chasers, go door to door in affected neighborhoods using high pressure tactics to solicit business. A repair crew knocking on a consumer's door and promising a quick fix may be tempting, but storm chasers have been known to provide poor quality work or take payment and not complete any work at all. Given storm chasers are often not from Wisconsin, if something goes wrong, it could be impossible for a consumer to get their money back. DATCAP encourages consumers to hire established local contractors instead of risking their money and property on unknown out-of-state crews. Some tips for consumers include: contact municipal officials to confirm a repair crew holds the proper permits to operate in your area, including door-to-door sales. Ask for contractor recommendations from trusted sources such as your friends, neighbors, and insurance agents. Contact a local building inspector to check if permits are needed for the repair work and have them inspect the completed work to verify it was done correctly before making your final payment to the contractor. Make sure to sign and receive a written contract which specifies what work will be done, what materials will be used, a start and completion date, and warranty details. Request and obtain lien waivers from any contractors you hire for every payment made for home repairs. Keep copies of all receipts, contracts, correspondence, warranties, and written materials. Wisconsin's Storm Chaser Law protects consumers and businesses against insurance fraud. In Wisconsin, contractors cannot promise to pay any portion of any owner's property insurance deductible, cannot negotiate with an insurance company on behalf of a customer. Contractors can only discuss damages and costs with insurers and the customer's permission. Must ask if the work is related to an insurance claim before they enter into a contract, and must notify customers of their rights to cancel the contract within 3 business days if their insurer denies any portion of the claim for work. Contact the Office of Commissioner of Insurance of Wisconsin at oci.wi.gov or call 1-800-236-8517 with questions about insurance agents, adjusters, or companies. For more information and consumer protection resources or to file a complaint, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. The American Red Cross urges individuals to give life-saving blood or platelets now as seasonal travel ramps up. The impact of busy spring calendars comes on the heels of an incredibly challenging winter, during which tens of thousands of blood products went uncollected due to weather. Blood has a shelf life of only 42 days, with no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it. Volunteer donors are essential to patient care. Spring plans can disrupt normal given patterns, but need for blood is constant. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 10:30 to 4 at the Reedsburg campus. 3 blood drives will be held. Friday, the first blood drive will be held from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The second will be at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point from 11:30 to 5:30. And the third and final blood drive on Friday will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Book a time to give blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. WRCO News time is 12:14. When WRCO News returns, we will have this week's Richland County History Moment.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain, and our temperature is 45 degrees at 12:15. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Historical bits about Richland communities. This is presented in two parts, and this is part two of two. It's about Eagle Corners, Basswood, and Balmoral. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Muscadet Progressive, Thursday, September 5th, 1974, in an article from Richland County newspapers provided by Geneva Coppernall. First, Eagle Corners. Eagle Corners, down in the town of Eagle, apparently did not get an early start in life. It wasn't until February of 1870 that a post office was established there. J.B. Newburn was the postmaster, and the office was on the route between Muscadet and Excelsior. Mail was received but just once a week. The first business was a wagon shop that was opened by William Smith in 1876, and 2 years later, C.C. Taylor started a blacksmith shop. James Harvey opened a mercantile store in 1879. The village grew. It was supported by a doctor. They boasted a cornet band, a church, and several houses along with a school. It no longer has a post office, and at the time of this story, when it was written, the cheese factory, the schoolhouse, and four other homes just remained. There's also Basswood, which is part of the town of Eagle. It became the post office in 1869. Jacob Bear was given the job of handling the mail, but before he was commissioned, he sold his farm and moved away. James Lucas was then appointed in his stead and officially was the first postmaster of Basswood. In the same year, Robert W. Peters put a stock of goods in his home and kept a store there. It was McIntyre and Elston from Muscadet that opened a store a few years later. Norman Bennett became the blacksmith of that community in 1879. Brown and C.F. Wallace started a steam sawmill. A cemetery was established there in 1861, followed by the church in 1865, known as the Basswood Church. At that time, it went into the mill, closed it down, the post office closed also, and in its fate, the same at Eagle Corners and Birds Creek. The story goes that Basswood received its name because the first schoolhouse built here was made of basswood logs, and the community took the name at that time. And the third is Balmoral. Balmoral is a place in the sun for a while as it began with a sawmill. Two early settlers, Robert Boyd and Monroe Fleming, came here from Iowa County and made their claim to the land on Section 26 of the town of Eagle. They did not remain here long, however, and the claim was jumped by Thomas J. Parrish. He and Mr. Estes erected a sawmill and a sort of a gristmill, if you will. The mill burned down in 1848, but it was rebuilt. In 1857, C.G. Rodolph purchased the property and put in two runs of burrs, spelled B-U-H-R-S. Flour was made there and shipped to Milwaukee. In 1874, this mill, too, burned, and in 1877, a much larger one was built with four runs of burrs. This mill still stands today. Stores were soon opened at Balmoral, which was also known as Rodolph's Mill. There was a school there erected as well. Eventually, the flour mill was forced to shut down. The property is now owned by the village of Muscadet and will use for a time as an electric plant. Not a great deal remains, but there's still a very place in what we know as Balmoral. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the town of Gillingham.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:21. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Today is Sunday, April 20th. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died April 13th at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church tomorrow from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Larry Keller is survived by his wife, Elaine, son, Jason, three brothers, James and Kathy Keller, and Chuck and Lisa Keller, all of Casanova, and Michael and Jennifer Keller of Mazomani. Two sisters-in-law, Donna and John Novacek of Hillsboro, and Linda and Joe Fuller of Casanova. Many aunts, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville, died April 11th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Sextonville Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 4 until 7, and again at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Donna Meyer is survived by her children, Jeff and Susan Meyer, Aunt Vicky and Jamie Edges, all of Sextonville, Jackie and Steve Thompson of Madison, and John and Heather Meyer of Loyal. 7 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died April 12th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in the St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church tomorrow from 4 until 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Pat Alt is survived by her husband, Ron, 5 daughters, Barbara and Joseph Lewis, Laura and Claude Mertzenich, Diane and David Adelin, Lisa and Thomas Alt Miller, and Angela and Todd Clary. 15 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, siblings Charles and Helen Funk, Kathy Linz, Cheryl and Ronald Statz, and Doris Murneck. Many nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters-in-law, and other family members, and best friend Alice Hatfield, and other friends. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock. Faye Blado, 88, of Boscobel, died April 10th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at Five Points Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Faye Blado is survived by her children, John and Darlene Blado of Mount Zion, Barb and Gary Degenhart of Boscobel, Mary and Mike Knight of Soldiers Grove, Wayne Blado of Viroqua, and Sue and Kenneth Fry of Mount Zion. 21 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandson, 2 sisters, Gert Taylor of Muscadet, and Jeannie and Jerry Sealing of Madison. Sister-in-law, Lavina Powers of Prairie du Chien, Nancy Nelson of Boscobel, Eileen Standbeck of Onalaska, and Margie Olson of Avoca, and brother and sister-in-law, Bill and Dorothy Blado of Boscobel. Faye Blado, 88, of Boscobel. John R. Biba, 87, of Castle Rock Ridge, died April 11th at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church, with burial to follow in the St. John Nepomuk Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Tuesday from 4 until 7 with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to St. John Nepomuk Cemetery or Grant County Hospice. John Biba is survived by his wife of 64 years, Jane, 5 children, Kathy and Pat Neff, and Cindy and Jim Hatch, all of Muscadet, Steve and Lori Biba of Endeavor, Linda and David Lewis of Avoca, and Jeff and Jenny Biba of Muscadet. 11 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John R. Biba, 87, of Castle Rock Ridge. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93, died April 12th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, May 25th, at 2 at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church on Sunday, May 25th, around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ruth Flaherty is survived by 5 children, Kim and Rod Oswald of California, Laura and Tom Gozinski of Wisconsin, Faye and Mike Shanley of Michigan, Paul and Gail Dotson of Washington, and Ralph and Lesia Dotson of Oregon. 19 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephew, and families. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sadie and Jesse Bowen had a daughter, Juliet Marjorie.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Hope you're having a great Easter so far. Weather's looking a bit stormy for the rest of today through early tomorrow, thanks to low pressure tracking up through the Central Plains. That'll slide right up across Wisconsin tonight and early tomorrow, bringing us a big slug of rainfall. Amounts could vary from about a quarter inch in southeast Wisconsin to about an inch to an inch and a half in much of the west through north two-thirds of the states. So definitely a soaker once again. We'll have some gusty winds swirling around around this as well. This moisture should move out of here by late morning tomorrow. We'll get a bit of a break tomorrow afternoon into early Tuesday. But another front will slide through Tuesday midday and afternoon, could produce a few showers, nothing too heavy though. Also some warmer air coming in. You'll really feel it on Wednesday with the sun peeking out. Those temperatures could soar about 15 degrees above normal. We'll see another weather system slide through on Thursday for a good chance of showers, so very unsettled conditions. The forecast for the rest of today, cloudy and breezy with widespread rain, high temperature in the low 50s, east wind between 10 and 20. Breezy tonight with rain continuing, possibly some thunder, low at 41. Tomorrow, a few showers possible early, mostly cloudy and blustery, high at 53. West wind 15 to 25, becoming northwest later. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and warmer, with scattered showers likely by midday, maybe a thunderstorm, low 34, high 61. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, warm and pleasant, low 46, high of 72. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high 68. Friday, a chance of a shower early, then some breaks of sun, high 63. And by Saturday, nice day with lots of sunshine, high temperature about 62 degrees. Enjoy the rest of your Easter. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's raining and 44 degrees. We did get up to 49 today, and we did have a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 57, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1987 is 88 degrees, with a record low of 20 that was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 39, with a low of 30. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:50, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:10. The winds are out of the west. Southwest at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.26, and we have received 6/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
Get ready for a fantastic feast. The Waseca Fire Department invites you to their 39th annual Fish Fry, Saturday, April 26th. It's all you can eat fish and all the fixins served up hot starting at 3 p.m. at the Waseca Fire Station, 200 McCloskey Avenue. Dine in or grab it to go. Plus, raffles galore, guns, baskets, meat, and a live auction. Adults just $15, kids 6 to 12 or $10, and the littles, 5 and under, eat for free. Don't miss it. Support your local firefighters with every bite.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Yesterday in high school sports, the Ithaca Royal Melrose Mindoro softball triangular took place. And in the first game that Ithaca played, they beat Royal by a score of 11-7. Winning pitcher was J.C. Maxwell, and losing pitcher was Anna Kepstein. And leading hitters for Ithaca was Holly King, 2-for-2 with one RBI and two doubles. Kelsia Coleman, 1-2 with one RBI. Kaylee Newkirk went 1-2 with one RBI. And Jaden Boland, 2-for-3 with one RBI. Also, Kaylee Manning had a pinch hit RBI single in the fourth to get a rally going for Ithaca. And Royal, in game two, I should say that Ithaca played. Ithaca beat Melrose Mindoro by a score of 5-4. Winning pitcher was Ariana Lewis, and Emma Severson was the losing pitcher. And leading hitters for Ithaca was Holly King, 3-for-4 with one RBI, Jaden Boland, 2-for-3, and Kelsia Coleman, 1-for-2 with one RBI. Also in high school baseball yesterday, the Royal Triangular took place for baseball as well. And in that, Royal beat Weston by a score of 8-1. And also Royal shut out Melrose Mindoro by a score of 5-0. Reedsburg had a tournament they played at Nishan Park in Reedsburg. Reedsburg beat Onalaska in their first game 12-0. They shut them out. And then also Reedsburg lost the second game to Onalaska by a score of 7-6. And another game that took place yesterday, Westby beat Whitewater by a score of 4-3. Luis Severino allowed 3 hits and 1 run over 8 innings for his first win with the Athletics since signing a $67 million 3-year contract with the team, while Brent Rooker and Shea Langeliers homered in a 3-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. Severino struck out 1 and did not issue a walk in a 92-pitch outing. Mason Miller finished with a perfect 9th for his 6th save in 6 opportunities. He topped 100 miles per hour with 8 of his 17 pitches. The Brewers took a 1-0 lead in the 3rd when Garrett Mitchell doubled and came around on a consecutive groundouts. And the Brewers will be trying to take the third game of that 3-game series and win the series by 2-1 if they are victorious when they take on the Athletics today from AmFam Field. First pitch will be at 1:10, and you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame is currently underway. Pascal Siakam scored 25 points, and Tyrese Halliburton added 10 points and 12 assists to lead the Indiana Pacers past the Milwaukee Bucks 117-98 and take a 1-0 lead in the best-of-7 first-round series. Indiana led by as much as 28 and fended off a charge that got the Bucks within 12 midway through the third quarter by holding the Bucks to only 3 points over the final 5 minutes and 24 seconds. Two-time league MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 36 points and 12 rebounds, but the Pacers held him to just 1 assist. Bucks All-Star guard Damian Lillard sat out with deep vein thrombosis in his calf. Other games that took place, and the winning teams both took 1-0 leads in their series. The Knicks beat the Pistons 123-112, and the Timberwolves beat the Lakers 117-95. Games that are going to be going on today in NBA playoffs include the Grizzlies at the Thunder, the Magic at the Celtics, the Cavaliers are hosting the Heat, and the Rockets will be hosting the Warriors. Giannis Antetokounmpo delivered another trademark playoff performance yesterday. The rest of the Milwaukee Bucks were reeling again after revamping their roster at the trading deadline, getting a full season and offseason to learn the nuances of coach Doc Rivers and producing the league's best regular season 3-point percentage. Game 1 of this best-of-7 series with Indiana looked like a postseason struggles were back. Antetokounmpo did the heavy lifting with 36 points and 12 rebounds. Nobody else scored more than 15 points, and Kyle Kuzma, one of the key acquisitions in February, the result a 117-98 loss, as I mentioned. Also, the main stage for the NFL draft in Green Bay has officially been topped off. Planning specialist Megan Robertson says contractors will soon begin working in other areas around the title town, including the Johnsonville Tailgate Village, the Oneida Landing, and in Lot 6 of Lambeau Field parking lot. If you're interested in attending the NFL draft this year, you'll need to download the NFL OnePass app and register. The NFL draft takes place April 24th through April 26th in Green Bay. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
100.9 WRCO.
Spilled on your party dress, sitting in the kitchen all broken hearted, looking for comfort in an ice cream carton. But all you really want is somebody to love. You want somebody, oh, you got to be strong. Dance the tango with Casanova. The wine and the roses are so carnival, but the champagne's flat and the tux's a rebel.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
WRCO 100.9.
I can't count the times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. Just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't, I just couldn't. Baby, I know that you've been wondering. So here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. I'd be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago, in case you didn't know. The way you look tonight, that second glass of wine that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all of the things that I've been feeling. Lying if I said that I could live this life.
I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. Yeah, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you
yard, a little dead on a credit card, and a two-stroke that won't start, but I can fish from the bank. I got a leaking radiator that I'll get to fixing later, 'cause this day's a postcard maker, and it's 80 in the shade.
With widespread rain today, high 52, winds will be east 10 to 20. Breezy tonight with rain continuing, possibly some thunder, a low of 41, winds east 10 to 20. A few showers possible early tomorrow, then mostly cloudy and blustery with a high 53. Winds will be out of the west at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clearing and chilly tomorrow night, but the winds taper down.